What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are rewinding it all the way back. We are rewinding it back to Season 1, Episode 2, one of the premiere episodes, Radiant Icons. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm bringing this one back from the vault. But we are rewinding it back to break up with the past, fall in love with the future. This episode in particular is so monumental in my healing journey, especially when it comes to me healing out loud and sharing my story, when it comes to my dating violence relationship that I experienced at 18 years old. In this episode in particular that you're about to listen back to, it was the first episode ever where I did speak about that relationship. I didn't label it. I didn't talk about the specifics within that relationship, but I did talk about it in a very short amount of time. That episode is very, very tiny, but you know what? I like it bite-sized because at the time, that is how much I could disclose. That's how much I was comfortable with talking about it. And I think when I look back at my journey of healing out loud, right, and using my voice when it comes to this particular topic, dating violence, it's interesting seeing the episodes where I chose to talk about it, but not specifically say what it was that I experienced, right? The labeling to it. It was something that I was so scared and afraid of saying, that at 18 years old, I was in a dating violence relationship, also known as intimate partner violence. I was so scared of owning that truth of my story. And since we're looking back at 2 years of the pod, I think this episode is so vital. Even though it's one of the first episodes I ever aired, it's so vital in my journey of learning how to use my voice, because it was the beginning. It was the beginning where I knew I could talk about it. I could talk about it to the extent of what I was comfortable with, because every time I chose to share something about that relationship, it was always with what am I comfortable with sharing. And you can see that throughout the seasons, in season one, in season two, and in season three, where, you know, I finally was comfortable with labeling what I experienced in The Hot and Healing, How to Turn Your Pain into Power, right? Each season, as time progressed, as I progressed on my healing journey, I was getting more and more comfortable with sharing my story and talking about it and starting conversations. And I think that's really cool. I think it's really cool that I can see the evolution of myself when it comes to multiple storylines, right? If you want to say it like that, multiple storylines in my life, whether it's with my dating violence relationship and having the courage to finally label it for what it was, or when it came to me being single and falling in love with myself, to getting into a relationship and then getting broken up with again and having to heal again from a breakup, but this time as a different version of myself, as a more confident Amanda, because I worked so much on myself. Whatever story it is in my life, it's cool that I have multiple chapters of my life in buckets of seasons, where I can listen back to and see the evolution and the beauty of it all. And so this episode means a lot to me, and I'm so excited to press replay. So let's get to it, Radiant Icons. But actually, wait, before we get into that, I dare you to join me on Sunday, March 22nd for our first masterclass of the year, Break Up With the Past, Fall in Love with the Future. Yes, it's the same title as this episode, and there's a reason why. Because just like we did in this episode, just like we've been doing all year, actually, we're daring to turn our pain into power together, Radiant Icons. And that is what we are doing in that masterclass. We are breaking up with past narratives that we've created for ourselves. We are breaking up with them, and we are getting ready to fall in love with the iconic future that we are creating. And I cannot wait to see you there. So make sure to secure your spot today at daretobeiconic.com. under the Empowerment Events section or click the link in the show notes below. Now, let's get to that piping hot tea. Let's get to press and rewind on one of the very first episodes of Dare to Be Iconic. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. Let's start with the concept of healing. Healing is like a roller coaster, okay? That feeling when you're going backwards, so that backsliding feeling when you're on a roller coaster is the same when you feel like you're backsliding in your healing journey, right? That is completely normal and it's part of the process. And sometimes that feels like failure, but it's not. We sometimes have to go backwards in order to propel forward. Healing is never going to be this linear straight line. It's like a roller coaster because there are dips and turns and everything in between. We're going to go upside down, sideways, like all the stuff that a roller coaster is. That is the concept of healing. That is what our healing journey looks like. So how can we turn this pain that we are experiencing into a source of power, into a source of resiliency, and into strength? Letters have always been a trigger for me. My last ex, as I mentioned in the previous episode, broke up with me through a letter in a box. The ex prior to him was one of the most draining 2 months of my life. That was a 2-month relationship that I do talk about more in my blog, sparsely. To sum it up, that 2-month horrible relationship ended also with a letter at my front door. And my ex that broke up with me through a box and a letter knew about that story because I was with him during that time when I received that letter from my first ex-boyfriend. He knew how triggering letters were to me. I was so mad at him when I saw that letter at my front door. Because how can someone be so cruel and so insensitive, someone that you love so much, to treat you in such a shitty way and to use something that they know is so painful for you to cause another traumatic memory? So for me, it felt like letters were consuming my life. And oh my God, I didn't think I was gonna get emotional. As you can see, it's still very fresh. But for me, this concept of turning pain into power comes down to how can I reclaim these things that were taken from me? For me, I have never experienced a letter in the way it should. That concept of love letters from to all the boys I loved before, letters never had that sweet love effect. It was taken from me because of trauma being placed. In my brain, I was so tired of me not being able to see a letter and not associate it with a positive memory. And that really sucked. I felt like it honestly took over my life. So when it came to how can I reclaim letters? I had to look within and do the work. I wanted to reclaim dates. I wanted to replace painful memories with happy ones. So every time October 10th comes around, I will now remember it, not as the day of my breakup, but as the day of this Dare to Be Iconic movement starting, because I released my blog, Dare to Be Iconic, on October 10th, 2023, a year after my breakup, so that that day can now be a happy memory for me. Every February 24th, I do something with my girlfriends to have a happy memory of that day. So this year, we literally went go-karting, and I don't know if you guys know this, but on my social media, if you follow me, I am a big Formula One fan, big Lando Norris fan. So for me, karting has always been something I wanted to do. So why not have this first of something that I've always wanted, that I love, make it on a day that is slightly triggering for me, that is slightly sensitive to me, right? That's how I turn my pain into power. That's how I break up with the past and fall in love with my future. That's how I find the strength and resilience in myself to bounce back, to reclaim my narrative, to reclaim my story. I take the days back, I take the memory back, and I make it into something positive for me. I make it into something that I can look back on and will always remember. That memory is now stitched in my head for February 24th, and it's no longer the day where my ex-boyfriend taped a letter to my apartment door after he broke up with me. It's no longer that.
October 10th is no longer the day where I was broken up with in such a shitty and sensitive way. It's now a day where I took my power back. Turning your pain into power is all about finding the strength within yourself. How can you take certain instances in your life and reclaim them in your own unique, iconic way? This concept of breaking up with the past and falling in love with the future is a five-step plan. In my journal that you can find in the show notes linked below, it is a five-step process where I guide you in the pain to power journey. You have to break up with the past. You have to feel those feelings, embrace the emotional turbulence, go through the waves, feel them all to fall in love with your future and dare to be iconic. Because once you break up with that old version of you, with those old triggers, you are able to turn them into strength to fall in love with the future that you want for yourself. Once you step free from your triggers and from your pain, you're able to embrace so many amazing opportunities that will come into your life. I firmly believe that if my ex did not break up with me in the way that he did, I would not be where I am today. I would not be the icon that I am right now. And so my hope is, with this journal, with breaking up with the past, falling in love with the future, that you find that too within yourself. Because sometimes it just takes something really for you to want to change your life and step into your power. For me, it was the letters. It was the date. It was this whole entire thing. And being reminded once again that he thought he can take control of my life by bringing back something that was really, really cool. He doesn't get that. I will not let him take that from me. He doesn't get to take the day. He doesn't get to take the letters. And he doesn't get to take the box. So how can I reclaim it? And I have. And I hope you guys can too. I hope that through this journal and through the exercises in it, that I am able to guide you into this beautiful journey of falling in love with the iconic you that you're coming into. We all deal with shitty situations. And it's how we look at them and overcome them that shows us our strength and resiliency within.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. They were playing cards, drinking, and then all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica.
So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him, and I won't let him kill me, so...
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.
All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time session for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? Say it with me, Radiant Icons. We love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. I will never, ever get tired of saying that. And I will never get tired of loving you guys. Thank you for listening, Radiant Icons. I can't wait for next week because we are sharing your stories. We are sharing your voices. It's the Radiant Icons Spotlight episode as we celebrate 2 years of the Dare to Be Iconic podcast. I am so excited. So I'll see you then. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.